And I think the first thing, Oisin, is the weather. Looks like it's going to be a day like today, Friday, and you're going to have rain. Now, as long as you don't have wind, I always think the one thing that spoils a game is the breeze. A strong breeze always spoils a game of Gaelic football. So a bit of rain, and that's not too bad. So back in the game we're going to have, we'll have a game that will be very, very defensive, my opinion, with Tyrone just marooning the way that Donegal play their football, and sometimes Donegal don't like coming up against that. So I think it's going to be very, very defensive, and I feel that the team that can get the scores early on to get the other team to come at them will probably have a bit of an advantage.
Yeah. So where's going to be the key areas of the park here on Sunday then, Martin?
Well, I think and we take it with blanket defences and that there and the way teams play, I think the key area then becomes the kickouts are very, very important. That's very important. And I know that Mel Morgan's not named in the zone team. I wouldn't rule out that he'll play or not. Maybe the fact that he's not named, he's not going to play, but you never can tell the way that, with the tactical battles that go on at the minute. But I think the other thing is the matchups, getting the matchups right. You know, you expect Sean Cavan, if he plays in the forward lane, that Eamon McGee will pick him up like he did other years. So all them matchups is going to be very important. Who Tyrone put on Michael Murphy? Will they put Ronan McNamee, the fullback, or will they put Justin McMahon at centre half on him? They are them decisions made. It's whatever manager gets the matchups exactly right, they'll probably end up, when it is such a tight game, that'll make the difference. The other thing will be free kicks will be very important. In a game that'll be so tight, free kicks will be important.
It is, of course, the start off the championship, and it's a real cracker to get things up and running. And I suppose, Martin, whoever comes out of this one's going to have a huge boost heading into the quarter final against Armagh.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, we know it's the tough side of the draw, and it's a big game. The one fear I would have, Oisin, that always the first game of the year, that there'll be a lot of something happens by referees. They had a meeting last weekend in Croke Park, the referees. And I feel after what happened in the under 21 match, I just feel that response to that, the referees will make a decision that I would say there'll be black cards handed out on Sunday. And that'll be the biggest fear I would have. But the fact that it's the first game of the year, you don't know what referees have been told. Now, Joe McCullen's an Ulster referee, a very experienced referee. He's refereed a lot of the games between Donegal and Tyrone and that there, and hopefully he used common sense. But I would expect black cards in this match on Sunday.
And just finally, Martin, on to the minors. Both counties, of course, kicking things off at 2:15 on Sunday. Donegal, raging hot favourites, having, I suppose, reached the All-Ireland final last year and having sailed through the minor league to take that title. And it'll be interesting to see, I suppose, with that mantle, how these young guys are going to respond.
Yeah, well, that's very true, actually. The one thing is the preparation has been very good, and that's the one thing you do when your favourites go into a match, just like our senior team are. I remember Donegal teams in the past, and I played on them, and we went into games thinking we were going to win, but maybe our preparation wasn't good enough or anything else, and we weren't ready for it. If your favourites, as long as your preparation is good, you'll deal with anything thrown at you, and the Donegal preparation has been brilliant with the minor team. They're used to winning, which is a brilliant thing, and especially in underage, it's great at minor level, get that used to winning what, you know, what they achieved last year and what they've achieved in the Ulster minor league the year. So, look, the one thing about minors is all on the day. It's the first game out. When you get a bit of momentum, makes the difference. First game out. Tyrone will come very defensive again. The fact that Donegal beat them well in the league, they'll be very defensive. But I think Donegal are used to it. I still think Donegal have enough. It's going to be a lot tighter game, like the senior game, than people think. But here's a great situation, Oisin. Donegal going into a minor and senior as favourites against Tyrone in the first round of an Ulster Championship. Good days for Donegal football at the minute.
And just finally, Martin, suppose put your head in the block. Which of the two counties are going to come out on top in the both of the games on Sunday, do you think?
I think Donegal will come out on top, definitely in the minor game. And the senior game is going to be, it's going to be tough, be that type of battle. But you still think the experience that Donegal has in the forward line, if we can get, you know, if Donegal can get the likes of McFadden, Murphy and Patty McBrearty, the three of them playing well together. We've never seen the three of them really playing well together and going well together. We've got them three players, the physically strength them and everything else going well together. I think we'll have enough scores up front to get over the line. So I expect Donegal double. I'm hoping a Donegal double on Sunday, Oisin.